This is KUT. Lower taxes, less government spending. Both are hallmarks of the state's Republican leadership and any candidate hoping to get through a GOP primary in Texas. But making cuts at the state level hasn't exactly stopped some spending or the need to raise revenues to pay for infrastructure projects. KUT's Ben Philpott reports how trickle-down taxes are affecting local governments.
A few years back, people in Pflugerville were excited about the opening of State Highway 45. The congestion-free toll road and its connection to State Highway 130 to the east would give people quicker access to a major road. City officials, like Mayor Pro Tem Victor Gonzalez, hoped the road would provide economic development and tax revenue along its exits. Then, the Texas Department of Transportation, which was supervising the construction, came calling.
They asked us to contribute $6 million to the opening of a ramp, which was already there, and all they had to do was just clear some areas and make it accessible to the exiting traffic.
That's a story that's become more and more common across the state, according to Bennett Sandlin. Sandlin heads up the Texas Municipal League, a lobby group for municipalities of all sizes.
I think a lot of people perceive that the state builds state highways with state tax dollars. Not entirely true anymore. Cities and counties are being expected to pitch in money, donate right-of-way, in some cases do both of those, to get projects built.
A proposed constitutional amendment on this November's ballot would send some new money to the Texas Department of Transportation, but really only enough to maintain current roads, not build new ones. Sandlin says the state has more or less decided to not fund new state road construction. But that doesn't mean cities don't need the roads or new transit systems, which is why local governments have increased spending and, in some cases, local debt.
So you're really having a case of tax dollars being funneled upwards from the cities to the state in these areas to do the state's job. That's what I mean by the sort of the new reality of infrastructure funding.
Back in Pflugerville, Mayor Pro Tem Gonzalez says the $6 million ramp was a bitter pill to swallow, but the city was given 30 years to pay it off, and instead of issuing debt, it's been able to budget $200,000 a year to pay off TxDOT. Gonzalez says in the end, the town benefits from having the ramp.
It did provide a reasonable exit and practical exit for 45 traffic coming into Pflugerville and our residents in the community. While a big investment, it was just something we felt we needed to make.
And those local investments go beyond transportation. From state universities asking to raise tuition to make up for less state funding, to local public schools raising property taxes, to city and county governments bracing to make up the cost of Texas not expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Bea Moorhead runs Texas Impact, a statewide religious grassroots organization that often focuses on health care and services for poor Texans. According to a widget on her group's website, the state has lost more than $2 billion in Medicaid funding so far, on our way to losing about $100 billion in federal funding over 10 years.
When we don't take that Medicaid money and we have to spend those local taxes on health care services for somebody who could have been covered otherwise, under federal dollars, well, it's not as though those federal dollars now are available to pay for parks or schools or roads or jail or anything like that. They are just gone out of our county resources.
And with tax and budget cuts near the top of this fall's campaign promises, Moorhead says local governments will be skittish to make any long-term investments in their community because they won't know if or when the state will cut another funding stream and push the cost down to the local level.
In an interpersonal relationship, when the character in the position of power exercises that power in a capricious way and keeps the other character off balance so that they're not able to plan, we describe that as abusive.
The Municipal League's Bennett Sandlin says it's probably too late to reverse the trend of traditionally state-funded projects asking for some or all of the money to come from local communities. But he and the league's president, Fort Worth Councilman Jungus Jordan, say if the state wants local governments to get things done, don't get in the way.
Threats of appraisal caps, threats of revenue caps, other things. And then they turn around and don't fund streets and roads and interstate highways and mobility requirements. But they want to pass the responsibility down to the cities to make sure we're doing those things.
Jordan says nobody wants to raise taxes, but somebody's got to build the streets, pay the police, and build the schools. Ben Philpott, KUT News.